to fire me up. All right, tell me what you think about this. Married people can flirt, should flirt, and in fact, they should especially flirt with each other. Now, let me tell you something. My husband was flirting with anybody. I would not appreciate that. Not that I have a husband. But Eve Marks is here. She's the author of a new book on flirting called Read My Hips, The Sexy Art of Flirtation. Eve, please. Yeah, you. If you have a husband and he's flirting, that's a healthy thing.
I'm married. I like him to flirt. It makes me know that other women think he's cute.
Okay. Any married people in the audience that agree with Juliet?
Yeah. Oh, man. Just a jealous, crazy person, I guess.
Don't be flirting with my man.
That's right.
Yeah, it's okay for married people to flirt.
Yeah, they should flirt with each other.
Well, with each other, I get that. Yeah. But how about people at work?
Well, work. You know, that's a whole other subject.
What is?
Work. Let's not get work into that. I think that, you know, you should flirt just like you breathe.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
You are cute.
So are you. You're oh boy.
Married. Oh, look at her body language. She just flipped her leg my direction.
Oh, brother. Eve, very quickly, you've got some tips in this book. There are all sorts of funny little things in here. But one of the things that I've noticed, and you talk about body language, it's serious, though. I found myself the other night talking to somebody, very cute, and I found myself when I was talking to him, I just touched his arm.
You
and I
do
thought,
that a lot, I've noticed. Seriously.
Come on. Right,
she'll talk to you like
no,
this.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I don't do that to you.
Not to me, no.
As long as she's not going like this to you.
No, she's not doing any of that. Okay. But look at her smile. It seems like that would be a number one
that's
tip.
That's the number one thing, smiling. That's the number one thing.
What else can people do, ladies do, to attract To flirt. And not look promiscuous.
Well, I think, you know, everybody talks a little bit
like
about
her.
The hair toss and, you know,
she does that too.
The lip.
I
you
not.
Do flip your hair.
No, I don't.
You do.
Flip your hair.
No, I don't.
Guilty. You're guilty. What, you know, just your body language, the way that you are wiggling around. Like, also, you don't want to give away too much. If you really, really like a guy, you might be giving yourself away by the way that you're sitting.
I'm not going to get into that one.
Okay.
These two.
Well, Juliet, then what's the number one tip for a guy when he flirts? If it's smiling.
Why are you asking me? She wrote the book.
Well, smiling and flipping your hair, what can a guy do?
What can a guy do? When a guy is really interested, he usually leans forward.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
And then does. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
No, it's horrible. It's so not true.
No, actually, a lot of guys use as their flirtatious technique, they'll talk about vacations that they're taking, they'll talk about their car. They're selling themselves.
What about talking about you in the future, in his future?
Oh,
that
forget it.
That's
oh, my
too much
God.
Too
forget
no,
that. That's key.
No.
That shows that they're thinking about you as not just a...
Is this the first 5 minutes?
In the first few moments, Julia?
No. It's not like, hey, we're going to have...
Hey, you look
together,
like you'd be a great father for my children.
No, but you do reveal a lot about yourself to a guy that you're interested in, I've noticed, when you were out.
Uh-oh. She's blushing.
No. I told you that I was going to... Here's the key. This is the key, and I swear to you this works. When girls are too flirtatious, when they're too out there, it doesn't work. Sometimes it does, but just for the quick thing. Not, I mean,
what?
I know from experience or anything. No, but I have the full truth plan here. Okay?
This is flirtation.
You're standing
behavior.
Across the room. You see a guy that you like. You do the little eye catch thing, and then you totally turn away for about 5 minutes, and then you just do the little eye catch thing, and then you shy away. That works.
I gotta tell you,
right.
It does work. I've seen it happen 15, 20 times with her.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true. It's so true.
I'm really not.
And isn't that is a technique for guys that you always hear? Don't show too much attention to the woman. They kind of like that.
But there's also that sideways glance.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about,
sideways glance. Also, you know, here's another thing. You can use your chin as a pointer. If you're interested in somebody, you kind of like, And then you're being shy, and you pull back and put your chin down.
Jen's got his chin out as our stage manager. Get off the air. Thanks, Eve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
It's called Read My Hips, The Sexy Art of Flirtation. It's cute. You got to go out and get it.
We're coming